This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
I got LASIK.
You guys haven't asked me anything about it. My eyes look crazy right now.
They look juicy, and I'm sorry that's the word. Oh, but they're, oh God, they've got some.
Yeah, it's like some red. There's bruising and hemorrhaging underneath the cornea.
Yeah, so yeah, you also had acupuncture done too, which is the yeah. call.
Well, it's an anti-inflammatory because I was prepared for the surgery to kind of make the eyes inflamed.
Let's see. What does it feel? How does it feel? What's the coolest sensation of it?
Physical activity is better because I don't have to wear my glasses.
You shouldn't be doing physical activity. You only got LASIK 3 days ago. And again, you might still be shedding the virus. Like, take it easy a little bit.
Really?
You're throwing parties. You're working out. You're getting surgery. Like, all this stuff is kind of a no-no.
Did you go dancing last week? You mentioned dancing.
On Saturday? Week. Yeah. Uh-huh. On Saturday? Yeah.
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 A Saturday night fever of sorts. Yeah.
Saturday night COVID.
Here's a perfect example. I can't hit the applause. There it is. That pause is going to be, that's not going to be good for audio.
You can't pause the applause.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be the worst episode ever.
Oh, come on, Kayla. That's just not because... true. Well, it might be.
It happened 5 seconds before.
I know.
I see. So
and
there's
then I
a little
have to
delay.
Go back to page two of the other ones to get the applause.
Do you have two tabs open?
I do.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to help.
No, I'm mad at them. We've got Joel on the fucking show. Joel, you're one of HeadGum's new hires. Why don't you tell us what you do and why you are?
Yes, my name is Joel. I am a software engineer for HeadGum / Gumball. Yesterday, I took down the site for about 10 to 15 minutes.
On purpose?
So, no, by accident. I didn't even know I did it.
Wow. Do you know how it happened?
I wiped the database of all of the shows that we have. Okay. So if anyone tried to sort of search for a show, there was nothing.
I see.
So the main source of income for the entire company, you took away for 15 minutes. And that's 15 minutes, by the way, that there could have been like a Manscaped ad buy at $150,000.
Yeah, wow. maybe even on this show.
Really?
Yeah.
This isn't how I wanted the last 24 hours to go.
Well, you pushed this because you said you had a semi-emergency.
Correct.
Mm. Care to elaborate? Or?
I don't.
Well, I'll tell
you
off
also,
air.
Did you, you also see him post that picture at like a Western saloon or something just a few
just
hours after he
apartment.
Said this?
Yeah, I noticed that. And he also slacked us at 6 a.m. the following morning. Like, wow. Whatever's going on is still going on.
That's funny. But I think you have to fucking bring it up again.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I this is not the emergency that had me push the record. My landlord's selling the place. My landlord's selling the place, and I have to find a new place to live, Joel. And you've never been to my house, but this place is pretty incredible. So, I'm not too happy about it.
Do you know how much he's looking to get for it?
The Zestimate says $1.08 million. I think he's going to fetch 1.2.
Is it a 2-bedroom?
It's a 4-bedroom.
4 bedrooms, aren't those going for a lot more than $1 million in
It's Echo a four Park. Bedroom, but like the floor plan is very, the fourth bedroom really is just a closet. So
I see. Yeah. I see.
It's been the perfect setup, Joel. Upstairs.
Is that your bedroom? The closet bedroom?
No, I live in the basement.
Okay.
So I have the entire first floor, and this place should probably rent for $2,000 more a month than it does. And so I'm going to have to pay more every month to have less space and amenities.
So Amir, do you have a guest room?
I don't have. I have an extra room, but like it's the office.
This
that
is a huge load off. Thank you, man.
Well, not necessarily, because it's not like just dedicated to be a guest room right now. I'm using it as a office and recording studio. That's where I record all this
stuff.
So
it's actually perfect, because like that's my bed right there, and I have this set up, so I won't even have to bring my shit.
So I wouldn't be able to. I would feel bad because I would be like needing to record in your.
Oh, don't feel bad.
You could change the quilt out.
It wouldn't be a quilt situation. It would be like I don't want to.
It's gonna end up being a quilt situation for sure.
Yeah, right.
And then you could hang up your bridge photo from IKEA.
Yeah.
The bridge photo will always be there, yeah. But the quilt, I don't even want to talk about like interior design with Jeff, because now we're starting to like go down the road, and I don't want that to be the case, actually.
I want to put roots down, so I was wondering if you were interested in like a 2-year lease.
I'm not interested in an any year lease. Hmm. You could pay me $10,000 a month to live with me.
I'll think about it.
Great.
I can't afford that, but I can make it work. Joel, you're from Philadelphia, California. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You went to Kobe's high school.
Lower Merion High School.
And you were on varsity.
Yeah, basketball.
Yeah. Was he on varsity?
He was actually mostly on JV. They called him up for a few games.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
He had a growth spurt right before the NBA draft.
Yeah.
We introduced Joel, but not really Kayla, actually.
Kayla's been on the show like 3 times.
But hasn't Joel been on the show before?
No.
That's absolutely false. I've seen Joel on the show, I feel like. Haven't
no.
I?
No.
You're thinking of Grayson.
or Brad. But I'm glad my appearances were memorable to you, Amir.
Yeah, so, I mean, I definitely remember Kayla.
I mean, mine were memorable too.
Yeah, I guess I've done enough Zooms with Joel that it all feels the same.
Yeah.
But we should at least introduce the other guests, I think.
Then we also have Kayla and Amir on.
Hi, everybody.
There just seems, yeah.
I'm stressed because like the bottom of my foundational pyramid is gone. It's been swept up from under me. And I have this fucking cat to worry about.
So when do you have to move?
Well, we do have until September 30th.
So you're stressed that you have to move in 5 months?
I just want to make sure we find a place that I'm happy with.
Instantly happy.
I need a front yard. I need a back deck. I need roof access where you can see downtown LA.
Are you committed to LA? Because last time you took a few months off, you just went to New York, and I thought you sort of fit in over there more than out here a little
bit. You just want me gone.
I mean, could be a nice little respite for you to spend another winter back east, hunker down. Because last time you were there, it was during a pretty nasty COVID surge, so a lot of stuff was closed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were there in January, and they just had I think it was Omicron, was it? That sort of shut everything down for a little bit.
Correct.
It was. So, what do you think about heading back? Going back to Brooklyn. Because you have to leave your house, right?
I mean, we'd love to have you back, Jeff. And I honestly think a little distance between the two of you would be really healthy for your relationship.
He's doing the gritty.
New York it is. No, I want to stay in LA. Is everybody getting your bond of the week pretty fast? Because we kind of have a lot to cover.
All right, about this.
Bond of the week?
Yeah. My landlord is having health. My bond of the week is Harry, my landlord, actually, because he's having health issues. And I feel like if he was trained by the best of the best who get James ready to put on a vest, I think that he would maybe be in better health and wouldn't need to sell the place. He's a desert dwelling hippie. And I think that that'd be interesting for him to be 007 as well.
Nice.
Okay.
What if James went off grid? Let me finish. What if James went off grid?
You took a more than a pregnant pause.
Anybody else have any bonds of the week?
James Smart.
That'd be great. She it already kind of plays a James Bond style person in Hacks.
Yeah, she can do anything.
Mm. How Dunoff? About ASAP Rocky?
Why?
He's a very attractive man, highly fashionable, created Please Don't Touch My Raff.
Yeah.
Could probably be Bond.
He does look very Bond in this photo. Amir?
What about John Mayer? He's tall and handsome, and he can sort of sing. We've never had a Bond who can sort of jam.
So can ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
It's different.
I feel like John Mayer.
And he already has a penchant for watches. Isn't that part of the Bond mystique is a watch?
Mm-hmm. Kind of. I don't think Mayer would make a good Bond, and I love John Mayer.
Yeah.
I think James Bond shouldn't be able to like wow anybody when he sings.
You suggested your landlord. So you don't really get to have notes on other people's shit.
That was easy.
I'm glad we got that out of the way because I'm not feeling it this week. I didn't want to do Bond of the Week, but when I don't do it, people get mad. What I want to talk about is Little Caesars announced as the new official pizza of the NFL. Let's talk about it. I think it should have been a fucking triple beam.
Is that a local chain here in LA?
It's local for now, but all they need is that cash, that deal, that advertising deal with an NFL, with an MLS, with a WNBA to sort of go global.
I haven't had Little Caesars, maybe ever. Have you guys had Little Caesars? Is it good?
I've actually never heard of it.
Wow.
It's not very, yeah, it's not very big on the East Coast.
Interesting. It's just a West Coast chain, but yet still I've never had it.
I believe it's Detroit-based.
Yeah, Detroit style pizza.
Yep.
All right. Where the Pistons play is the Little Caesars Arena.
Yeah,
I can't believe you've never heard of Little Caesars? The pizza. It's a Caesar, an animated Caesar who just says pizza.
Come to think of it, I've heard of the stadium, but I haven't heard of the food.
The stadium makes sense. I think Little Caesars, every time I have it, is very greasy. That's why I just don't think it should be the only reason it's this official sponsor is
money.
And like, I don't know where they get the money because I've also never heard of anybody buying Little Caesars. I've never showed up to a party and there been the box on the coffee table.
Right. Amir? Your mic is out?
No.
Jeff muted him. I see.
Oh.
It's just he was like going off about fucking the ins and outs of Little Caesars and how greasy it is. And
Taking breaks is really healthy and good.
I agree.
So I get it.
What did you want us to go on about?
Yeah, like I was going on about the topic that you shorned into the episode. You're right. And I never said greasy. I said I've never had it. I said the tagline is pizza.
Jeff, I think you said it was greasy.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess I thought this would be more interesting. Like the energy's sour. So is the pizza.
You thought an NFL pizza partnership shifting from Pizza Hut to Little Caesars would be more interesting? I can't hear you.
Yeah, now you're muted.
What's going on?
Cat got your mic.
Nice.
That wasn't very nice.
What are you eating?
Oh,
on the show.
Chocolate covered espresso beans.
Ooh. On the podcast.
I think it should have been Papa John's. That's my real answer. What do you guys think?
No, Papa John's, the founder's pretty racist, I believe.
Yeah, but I thought he got ousted.
I guess. But still.
I thought he was still there, the John. But also, it kind of makes sense because the NFL is also quasi problematic. So it might have
been.
Yeah,
they should be jumping at that.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
We're thrilled to welcome Little Caesars to the NFL family, said Renee Anderson, the chief revenue officer and executive VP of NFL partnerships. With a focus on quality and convenience, Little Caesars offers unmatched value for our fans, and we look forward to working together to positively impact communities across the
United States. Stop fucking reading a press release. It does not matter. It doesn't matter.
If it didn't matter, why would there be the article?
Because the article is paid for. Kayla, you work in marketing. You understand how this shit works. This is not actually news.
The article wasn't paid for, but it's just like part of the announcement that the whole relationship was purchased.
Right. And it's people who are, is in their best interest to talk about the pizza, and then the pizza people talk about the football and they say that it's a great fit.
The pizza people talk about the football. Exactly.
Exactly. It doesn't mean anything. You shouldn't give them this airtime during the show. And how much more would you have read?
That's marketing. Just don't tell Marty and Cohen that, because I want to keep my job.
I didn't know if you guys had any fucking personal stories. It's just talking points, you know, and then we'll go off into bits from there. Joel's angry for some reason. He has the nicest looking bed I've ever seen in terms of how it's made.
He definitely made it special for the pod. Like, that's not what it looks like every day, right?
Okay. No, it's true.
That's above and beyond. Even like the lines on the bed are perfectly straight.
Yeah. They're nice.
No, I do this every day.
Is that a queen? King?
That's a queen.
It looks larger from this angle, right?
Yeah. Because, we can see it goes from the bottom of his frame nearly to the top. You got the basketball pillow, which is, you know, charming because you're now an adult man and the pillow is a little.
I actually also have a trash can that's a basketball hoop.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that is cool. Was it you who put basketball hoop on the East Coast office request list?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm not buying that. Cool.
Whenever I'm like moving somewhere, I stuff the pillow inside the trash can. And it's kind of like...
Oh, it's like a slam dunk situation. There's also a basketball,
but it's also
shirt.
Like space efficient.
Yeah. What's your shirt? It looks also basketball themed. Space Jam.
Oh, okay.
Little Caesars is a perfect match. Oh
my God, so not right ahead.
100 million NFL
so
fans.
So not right ahead.
They're known for unique product offerings like pretzel pizza, the Batman calzone, and now 33% more pepperoni.
Who cares, man? It does not matter. 33% more pepperoni. None of us have had Little Caesars.
I think HeadGum can take something from this fucking partnership.
What? All right?
Fucking delivering product offerings and promotions. Partnerships. When was the last time we the Netflix thing fucking went belly up, right?
We can't talk about that.
Can we not?
No.
Well, it didn't fucking work out. People already know that.
Yeah,
our first
because
fucking
of you.
Attempt. Yeah. Because of me, I did nothing. I stayed away from the studio.
You brought it up
3 weeks in a row.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, you said people know that. Yeah, because of you, they know that.
Thanks.
Well, the show never came out. If I had said nothing, it would have never come out. And there was an announcement. So don't put it all on me. It would have been there no matter what. All I'm saying is that one didn't go very well. Did it, Joel?
Joel? He had nothing to do with it.
I'm not saying it's our fault.
What you need to know is press releases are just for Google Trends purposes. They mean nothing. At my old job, the head used to announce these things all the time and literally never follow up on it.
Okay.
So it's always all a lie.
I'm just saying, who could we partner with?
That's a good question. Sports wise, what could we afford slash get to? I mean, obviously a Jersey sponsorship would be cool, but those are in the millions of dollars. We probably can't afford that. But
what about,
is it worth getting like branded ads at like an MLS
summer baseball
team? Yeah. Yeah.
Like the Savannah Bananas.
They're very expensive.
Minor league.
Really?
Minor
league? Because they dance and they sell a lot of tickets.
Yeah. So they've been doing a lot of TikTok nonsense. They've been sort of doing bye, bye, bye after like a strikeout. Yeah. They also hit the Kwan. And if they knew, I think they also might, they pitch on stilts.
This is the Bananas?
The Savannah Bananas. Yeah. Glad you're out.
Is that a minor league team or is it like a Harlem Globetrotter style exhibition baseball team?
It's a collegiate summer baseball team. So it's like between college things.
Interesting.
Well, if the Bananas are listening, reach out to us and we can work out some partnership. Jeff will go down, do something.
Jeff will go down on one of you if necessary.
Joel, how's your sex life? When was the last time you sort of
use that as an in.
Genitalia
now
in
it feels
you.
Like both of us are asking. Mine was a joke and aside. You don't have to like pile on that and start asking about personal details of company and for employees. It's uncouth. It's illegal. It's probably an HR violation to even ask. And now Joel can't answer. You're putting him in a weird predicament, a sticky situation.
I was just wondering how his... Yeah.
Yeah. I know he's wondering.
How is your cock?
It's
How's
sobering.
Your heart? It's what?
It's sobering.
Oh, that's cool.
You know that Kayla's parents listen to this, right?
Yeah, and they like you for some reason.
Me?
No, not you, Joel. How would they even know who you are?
Amir thought I was on the pod.
That's true.
I did, yes.
Yeah, her parents also thought Joel was on the pod.
Probably.
Well, that's a glowing recommendation to keep doing what I'm doing. So, Joel, how is that cock, man? How is that cock, man?
It's chugging along. It's fine.
Everybody always says it's fine.
I first told you it was sobering.
Yeah, that's true.
Has anyone said it's chugging along before?
Yeah, no. If anybody ever cared to ask me, maybe I would have said something like that.
Really?
I will not ask.
Yeah.
My parents listen to this podcast.
And they're definitely listening to this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Their favorite guest is on.
Joel.
Me. Where are we going?
Just for ads, nothing else. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. All right. We've talked about the Savannah Bananas. We've talked about Little Caesars partnership with the NFL. We've talked about Joel's cock. If you guys don't want me asking about your bits and pieces, then at least we should all go around and say how much we weigh.
Then at least we should talk about how much we weigh. That's the least we can do.
That is honestly.
Is talk about other personal details.
Yes.
Fine, I weigh 160 pounds.
You're only 160? No, you have like muscle.
Jeffrey, do you want to start with a guess?
No.
I'll guess Joel is a little under me.
154.
It's about right. Maybe even a little less than that. But I'd like to put on some pounds, honestly.
Why don't you and I meet in the middle at 162?
Like, meet as in agree that's my weight, or we both get to that weight.
I'm 173, so I'd love to get at 162. I want to be a whisper in the middle. Wind. Yeah. Actually, is that the middle? Yeah. 163.
My Rhode Island license hasn't been updated since I was a senior in high school, so it says I'm 100 pounds.
That's not
enough. I'm just going to go with that.
Okay, now I think you, me, and Joel should meet in the thriddle at, what is that, 134?
I don't want to be 134.
I can't be that.
Yeah, like it's honestly asking more of Jeff. So the least you could do is gain 34 pounds since your high school graduation, because now Jeff has to lose 40 some odd pounds. And that's
going to
leave
that.
Him absolutely emaciated.
Wayfish,
malnourished, yeah.
I did the, sorry.
I'll come up a little, but not 34 pounds. That's just...
All right. You get to 112. Jeff gets down to 142. That
way... Even 142, I'd have to lose so much muscle mass.
Yeah, exactly. So you're sort of starving yourself.
Right.
You feel malnourished.
I would be.
Sort of frail.
I wouldn't feel it. I would
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I'm a woman living in modern society. We can't weigh very much. It's a rule.
Exactly.
I would like to be...
Actually, that's really bad that I just said that. People can weigh whatever they want.
Thank you.
Fuck society.
Thank you.
Jeff, weigh whatever you want.
Exactly. This girl is on fire. Woo!
No, yeah. It'd be cool to be Joel's weight.
Everyone's perfect in whatever they weigh right now. You all look great.
Joel.
Thank you.
Perfect.
You're welcome.
What's that?
Joel is perfect.
They're all perfect.
Because we're all trying to be Joel. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Nope.
Amir, how bad do you want to be Joel?
Nope.
I want to be Joel's athletic ability, height. You're what, 6'1"?
I'm 5'11".
Okay, I'm already there. I'd like to have Joel's age for sure. Just an extra decade plus on my hands. Of living that hashtag good life.
Yeah.
Eye color would be nice. Are those green eyes? Hazel?
Yeah, they sort of vary.
Yeah.
Jawline's perfection. Plus he's kind of like tall. Never mind.
Never mind.
What was so offensive? Not even you would say it. Because you did just ask about his dick, and then you made us all say our weight. So where do you draw the line, I'm questioning?
I was going to say he's sort of one of those tall, skinny, white dudes who probably has a horse cock.
Yeah. So that's probably not as bad as what I thought you would sort of cut yourself off from saying.
I didn't want to say the word horse cock. That's where I draw the line.
Guys, come on.
Kayla, if your parents are still listening to this, I urge them to hit that fast forward button 45 seconds.
Damn, Daniel.
Imagine Entertainment, Inc.'s overall deal with the Washington Post. Let's talk about it. This is interesting to me. First of all, Jill, Jake's wife, works at Imagine now, which is, imagine that.
God.
I wonder as well if HeadGum inks a fucking First Look podcast deal with the New York Times, with the Plain Dealer.
The Cleveland Plain Dealer?
That one would be easy to get. We just
Why do they call it that, by the way? The Plain Dealer.
Because they deal out stories of plain. Nothing happens in Cleveland worth talking about.
It's because of the Great Plains, I'm pretty sure.
No.
And the dealer part?
Cleveland was part of the Connecticut Western Reserve, which is not the Great Plains.
I'm sorry. I actually don't know anything about Ohio. So you're
Nobody does
right.
or should. That's why we shouldn't do it with the Plain Dealer.
But it's kind of nice to say that we ink anything. Like, I'd love to ink something.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. What could HeadGum ink, Kayla?
We've inked a lot of things, but we just can't talk about it yet.
We've inked Marty's arms.
We got a really big summer ahead of us.
That's got a cool. deal with Squid Game.
Yes, we should sort of ink a deal with Squid Game.
That's good.
With Squid Ink.
That's really good. We've done deals and we've had press releases, but I feel like it never has the word ink in the headline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we sort of commit to that now in the room?
Yeah, that's really great feedback. I'll bring you in on those meetings and I'll make sure to include the word ink at the next press release.
I don't want to be included though, because that's extra work / meetings for me. Insight / suggestion has already been delivered and it's sent to you. And I feel like you have the authority to now push that through. So for example, what was our last press release and what was the headline for it?
For HeadGum or for Gumball?
Either one.
I think Violet Benson joining Gumball was our most recent one.
So that could have been Gumball Inc.'s deal with Violet Benson.
No, you're right. And by the way, I love never receiving feedback from you ever, except during a podcast recording. So let's keep
And
that
it's
moving.
Always ink based.
Yeah, always. This is
it's
great.
It's got to be ink. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We ever refer to ourselves as like HeadGum Inc., like HeadGum Incorporated.
Oh.
Then you could actually work it into every single press release.
That's good. I think because we were an LLC for so long, we were rarely an Inc.
But now we are.
HeadGum Inc. Inc.'s deal with Ink Company. And then we talk about an ink company
box.
that we've partnered with.
Mm-hmm. So CAA brokered the deal to create scripted and unscripted film and TV content inspired by the Post's archives. If we're going to sign a deal with some kind of publication, what kind of podcast are we looking for content-wise at the moment that, you know, would be helpful to have access to their archives?
What about the National Enquirer? So it's more like ostentatious, insane, sometimes fake news that we could sort of base our stories off of.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. We could also do Hollywood Reporter or Variety. Let's get Joel. Do you mind taking the lead on this? Do you want to make a call?
So it's sort of like what Amir did to Kayla. I'm going to execute on it.
Yeah.
Also, just a reminder though, Joel did knock out the entire site for 15 minutes. So do you want him leading projects?
I also brought it back.
That's true.
Was bringing
Actually,
it back
Pyle,
just
Pyle brought it back.
Is it just a matter of hitting edit undo or does that not work in programming?
It was slightly more complicated. More like a redo, I guess.
I see. He had to rebuild.
Yeah.
Joel is smarter than all of us.
Yeah, Pyle thinks Joel is really smart, and I trust Pyle.
Yeah.
National Enquirer headline, James Caan looking for a gal he can't refuse. Two-fisted godfather gangster James Caan is on the hunt for new romance and a great new role at the ripe age of 82. He's flunked at marriage 4 times. This could be kind of a Deadeyes thing. You know, old man wingman. So
James Caan was so hot when he was young.
Yeah, he was.
Oof.
Like, it could be me and James Caan or Johnny and James Caan trying to find Caan love at the ripe old age of 82.
And it could be called The Long Caan.
That's even better. Holy fucking shit.
Wow.
This is that shit. This is that shit that we would never have come up with if we didn't have the overall deal, if we didn't have the first look agreement in ink.
We could even debut it in Caan.
Oh my God.
They don't do podcasts.
But like, it's the same thing. It's like The Long Caan, but debuted in Caan. But
no, it makes sense, but they don't, that film festival doesn't do podcasts. Let's keep perusing the National Enquirer. Mean Girl, Amanda Seyfried's Hooters horror. I don't want to read that one.
You already did. It seems like the bad part was already under your belt.
Is it about owls?
It is not.
Then I don't really want to hear it.
Crusader. No, that's sad. A lot of these are about boobs.
Sex sells. Is that true still, Kayla?
Yeah.
Pope. Jesus Christ. George Clooney Pope goes Francis loony one? For wife Amal's sexy new look.
Say that one again.
George Clooney goes loony for Amal's new look.
I mean, she's gorgeous all the time. I would be loony 24/7.
Yeah.
They almost got a divorce, apparently.
Who hasn't?
Brad and his wife.
Sorry, I feel like we're veering off from what very little you had planned, right? What was it? This started with, it was like you were just reading news. Yeah, you were reading press releases or something, and now you're just sort of,
it's like a news episode. I thought we would talk about headlines and wax about them.
I see. But now we're just reading Enquirer headlines.
I would kick your ass if you didn't sign my paychecks.
I don't think he does.
Oh, okay. So when are you free? did you guys see Ryan Gosling as Ken?
Yeah, I did.
Gosling's been gone for a while. I am very excited that this is his comeback.
It'll be great.
He looks shredded yet again. Crazy Stupid Love style, but probably even in better shape. Joel, what do you think?
I don't know what you're talking about. You said he was coming as Ken or as Kim?
As like a Ken doll in the Barbie movie.
Oh, I thought you said as Kin.
I wish.
No, this Barbie represents the first time the toy has been rendered as a live action.
Yep.
That's interesting. Okay.
Why is Margot Robbie Barbie? She's not that attractive. Like, does anybody think Margot Robbie can pull that off? She's a troll. Is that safe to say? Isn't she famous for being sort of an uggo or something like that? I mean, look at this picture. They're doing the best they can, but it's not going to happen, right? For Margot? Do you guys think that she's...
What did you read?
What?
What did you read? I don't understand where you got to this end. If anything, she's hypersexualized by media.
Sorry, I'm thinking about somebody else.
There's a National Enquirer takedown piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, called her a troll. You called her a uggo.
Why would you do that?
Sorry.
Positivity.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Kayla, you were trying to get me down to 132 earlier, so I don't know if you can stand the positivity thing.
Well, then I told you were perfect the way you are.
Yeah, but it was clearly placating me.
No, I got a
Gerwig directing.
I could compliment Mark. I could say Margot Robbie has like, if I had to like compliment her, I'd be like, she has, we'll scroll back up again. She has like really nice eyes or something like that.
You don't have to compliment her at all about her appearance. You don't have to mention it.
Yeah. I just felt bad.
You have a thing for eyes. You also love Joel's.
Honestly, Joel would be a better Barbie at this point.
Yeah. Also, you're constantly like at my throat, especially on this show, sometimes over text. And maybe it's all because my eyes are in bad health, right?
I thought you've been working on that, though.
I am.
And how's that going?
They're fine. They're better than they used to be. What else is happening in Hollywood?
Bob Hart's Abishola. Are you guys caught up on that show?
Shut up for a second.
Because you're not talking, you're just scrolling. So I thought I would fill in.
Yeah, that's good too.
Silence. Yeah, but then you told me to shut up.
just shut up for a second.
Okay.
Gina Price Blythewood. Blythewood. Huh.
So yeah, you're not doing anything. It's like you're killing time before the podcast starts.
Yeah. This has nothing. Let's go to Variety.
It's going to have the same amount of nothing. It's just headlines.
This is like the same exact thing as fucking... Who is Rhea Seahorn? Seahorn? Whatever.
This isn't what you're supposed to do during the show.
What am I supposed to do? I had an emergency.
What was it?
I can't say.
So now you're just like the equivalent of reading a tabloid before a dentist appointment. Like you're barely getting through individual headlines. There's no way we can have a conversation about that.
Well, you guys don't want to talk about your weight, your fucking bits. You don't want to talk about Joel's... actually, we did talk about his apartment a little bit.
Yeah. We also talked about our weight.
Partnerships. We don't want to talk about the Savannah Bananas. And you don't want to talk about fucking first look deals. So that's what I had prepared. And I think that's usually enough for an episode. You know, Marika probably would have driven it. That's the issue. She's out of town. I'm fucking falling apart.
That's clear.
Everybody was worried about the company falling apart. I'm having a nervous breakdown.
It is funny that Marika on the last episode was like, I'm going to trust Jeff to upload the podcast. And I think it wasn't uploaded, right?
You sort of did not do that.
I did do that.
So what happened? Because it wasn't online.
I uploaded a draft.
The video, yeah. The
and
video
then it
wasn't
was scheduled to be uploaded. And then I added the file. Thought everything was okay. But apparently you have to schedule upload after you upload the file.
Right. What you're saying is you didn't do it.
Yes, but it was in the effort of drafting the clip on Monday so that everything's good to go.
It's okay. Lesson learned. Now you know.
Yeah, now I know.
It's a learning moment for you.
This is not good. This is not good at all. Spotify cutting back hiring forecast by 25%.
So another headline. Yeah.
A bunch
of companies are losing employees, I guess, because there's a recession afoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is just great. How the hell are we going to sell for $200 million if Spotify is cutting back their workforce, let alone fucking acquisitions? I'll tell you how. Gumball replaces the jobs.
What?
Gumball would allow them to lay off more people.
And I really don't feel comfortable positioning Gumball as a solution for layoffs.
Really?
Yeah.
So let's not push that narrative.
It's sort of like automate stuff that people don't want to do so that people can do other better things.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you do the train noise now?
Do you guys know of any 3 bedrooms on the east side of Los Angeles?
Are you guys all sticking together?
Yeah, we are.
Well, you said your current one is a 4-bedroom, so it sounds like you're not actually.
There's only 3 of us.
But again, so you have a guest room.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Who do you
Kayla,
live with?
You said you're going to LA sometime soon, right?
Oh yeah, Kayla, where are you staying when you're out here?
You are welcome to stay with me, but it's not a nice place. The room specifically has a bunch of yarn all over the place.
Oh, that sounds great. I'll meet.
My roommate works in the fashion industry.
Oh, that's cool.
Joel, let's hear about your roommates.
What about them?
What do they do? How are their cocks?
Well, we were just talking.
Start with the second question.
We think we stole a chair, actually, from our neighbor.
Expand on that.
Yeah. There's a little like recycling room on each floor. Whenever I pass by on the way to my apartment, I take a little look to see if there's anything good being thrown out. We've gotten some good art from there. 2 days ago, there was a great sort of teal chair shaped like a shell, which I nabbed and put in my apartment. And then yesterday, my roommate Simone said that he actually thought he saw someone moving in right there. And that actually the chair was just the first thing that they'd brought up. And it's in our apartment.
So are you going to take it back?
I mean, we want to return it, but how does one go about that? There's also a chance the chair, someone else was throwing out the chair.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they listen to this podcast.
There's no way. There's no way they listen. Joel's a chair thief.
Am I still a thief if I return it?
It's a good question.
Let's say you get arrested for stealing something, but then you return it. Is it still a crime?
Yes.
I think so.
Because you were arrested and found guilty, it seems.
Also, are you returning it after your arrest, or is that it's just getting returned?
I'm returning it before the arrest.
I think if you come clean, and that should absolve you of the crime, yeah.
All right, so I'll return it then.
Wow.
I'll knock on their door and ask them if they lost a chair on the move.
Lost?
Yeah.
Did some fucker take your chair? Because I'll get it back for you.
Here, there's a chair thief in the building.
Watch out. Also, if you ever want to get a drink sometime, let me know.
Yeah.
Plugs. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is Joel's go.
You can follow me on Instagram at JoelManDunoff. I believe that's it.
Moriarty?
HeadGum has a big summer, so follow us on social to learn more. And also follow Gumball on social to hear about the exciting things coming in our marketplace. And you could follow me on Instagram, Kaylella Moriarty, for pictures of my dog, whose birthday was yesterday.
I saw that. That was cute.
Happy seventh. Did you get him anything?
Yeah. His bark box arrived yesterday, which was perfect timing. And he loves it. So
that's good.
It was Jurassic Park themed.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Another sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
Bark box inked it, actually.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Well, I do have a major key alert before my plugs. Major key alert, ignore Amir's plugs today. At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Barrett on Twitter. Amir, take us home.
The hell?
What's
that? What the hell?
No, just like plug yourself.
You just said to ignore them.
That's just a major key alert, so people don't have to follow it.
Yeah, they don't have to follow it. As Kayla mentioned, it will be a hot HeadGum summer. We're looking to ink quite a few deals. So set that Google News alert for HeadGum and ink and just watch those notifications roll in. We deserve to know what your emergency was if the episode's going to be this thin.
There's actually another reason we should know. I was originally going to shout out my mom because it was her birthday on the first day we were going to record.
Wow.
But then you had an emergency of sorts, gets delayed. No more birthday shout out for Teresa.
Well, happy birthday, Teresa.
Happy birthday, Teresa.
Namaste.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.